Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Sha
and Zadi. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today.
Hello, Sha!
Hi!
So, why did you cry today?
No, okay, today I cried because I looked at myself in the mirror.
Oh no! Oh, that's the worst.
It is.
This is a disclaimer. We are gonna be talking about looks and how we perceive our own looks and how we perceive the general public.
So if that's something that you feel that you might be uncomfortable with, please don't listen to this episode. You can listen to the next one in 2 weeks' time.
Or you can listen to one of your favourite episodes previously.
Oh, my personal favourite episode is Today I Cried Because I Can't Date Kim Min Gyu, which was the last episode, so check that out right now.
Yeah! We don't judge anyone but ourselves.
Okay, end of disclaimer. So I cried because I looked at myself in the mirror.
Oh no.
I grew up with a lot of insecurities about like my face and my body.
Oh no.
Because of like the people around me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right? Not I didn't have any insecurities, but I didn't have very particular insecurities until someone said, oh, you look like this, like your this thing is ugly. When I was growing up, my number one insecurity was always my nose.
Oh no.
Yeah, my nose.
Sorry, you can be me. I wanna say oh nose.
Oh no. But yeah, from primary school, I was always really self-conscious about my nose because people used to tell me that my nose was crooked and like big, which I mean it's true, like my nose is slanted to one side, but it's not something that I would have noticed as a child if someone didn't point it out to me. I guess when I think about a nose that's nice, it's like a straight line or like a ski slope nose, you know, like those noses that white people have.
Yeah.
But I have like a
like a stronger nose, I don't know.
Like yeah, a I less... have like a strong ass nose.
Like
yeah, it has like that bump, you know, and like that bump I feel like a lot of people like get surgery to get rid of it because of how like, you know, everyone thinks that like a straight nose or like a ski slope nose.
Yeah, it's like
it's nice.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. That was my number one insecurity growing up.
That's so mean. But I understand, like I also grew up, I don't think I had a lot of insecurities, but my family always talk about how my teeth, like my buck tooth, my buck tooth is like really quite obvious, it's quite bad, and then they always used to make fun of me all the time.
Why?
Because how obvious it was. Back then, as a child, I wasn't insecure about it to the point where I, like you know, like it's more comfortable for me to just open my mouth and not close it. But then they would be like bullying me until the point where now like it's normal for me to just close my mouth as I like am not talking. Yeah. I was a child, who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it makes me look less stupid now if I'm like staying off in the space. I'm not gonna be like open mouth.
You used to do that?
No, like, I didn't used to open my mouth, but I used to not like fully shut it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think it says a lot that, like, we only become insecure about things when people point it out to us. I think that when we look at ourselves, we don't think that we are ugly.
Until you start the comparing game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, until you start the comparing
like,
game.
Like, I mean...
it's so frustrating because, obviously, our beauty standards are like... Like, the beauty standard doesn't look like us, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's just, oh my God, a given.
Yeah, like, the amount of people who are like, oh, you look so much better with straight hair. Straight hair will look so good on you. And I was like, fuck off.
That's the reason why I rebonded my hair all the way until poly. Literally from primary school, I was a primary school kid that rebonded.
Oh my God.
My hair. How many years is that? That's like 10 years of my life rebonding my hair. Can you imagine the amount of money that my parents spent to straighten my hair just because they thought that
it looked more prim and proper.
Yeah. Cause... What is that about? They could have saved so much money, pay for my like uni education or something.
Right? It's okay. It's so fucking annoying. Okay. This is just a small rant in the whole thing, okay? Me having curly hair doesn't mean my hair is messy.
Okay,
like I was working in event. Fucking girl with straight hair had messier hair than me. But I was the one who was asked to put like a shit ton of gel on my hair to make it look clean and neat. And I'm just like, fuck off. That girl has messier hair than me, and you're not asking you to do anything just because she has straight hair. But of course, I just did it because I wanted to earn money. So yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, it's always so fucking annoying. People tell me, like, oh, your hair is so curly, so messy, so. Shut the fuck up.
Right, like, they don't even say, oh, your hair is curly. They just say, oh, your hair is like messy.
And then I'm just like, my hair is curly, it's not messy. Yeah. It's my natural hair. If you think it's messy, eat shit. I don't understand what people have against curly hair, honestly. You don't understand how hard it is to let your curly hair look super good also, okay?
Right?
You and your boring ass straight hair.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I get jealous of people with straight
hair. Yeah, but like, boring anyway, okay? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I also can straighten my hair.
But anyway, I'm just a little bit angry. I know now there's like a boom in like, people doing their natural hair and having curly hair. And I hope it's not just a fucking face. Because, like, it's not a face to have curly hair. I'm born with curly hair, okay? Okay, I'm done with my small rant.
Yeah, that was the curly hair rant. From two curly hair bitches.
Yeah. So, thanks. Alright.
Yeah, but just because I have curly hair doesn't mean you can come and touch my hair.
Yeah. Honestly, true. Also, don't give me weird nicknames just because of my hair, okay? Okay.
Whoa, what nicknames?
Okay, there was some point, like, my hair was blonde also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had a friend who called me Golden Retriever. Okay? She called me Golden Retriever, okay? She basically called me a bitch.
Oh my god.
Even if she didn't mean it that way. Yeah. Anyway.
That's the end of the curly hair rant.
Yeah. We move on to other things. Like, what else were you going to talk about?
What else is, like, insecure about? Ooh, okay. Can I talk about boobs?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about boobs. Okay, so when I was younger, okay, not that young, but when I was a teenager, I didn't have any boobs. It was, like, past the point where people usually got boobs. Like, I was maybe, like, 18 or 19 years old, and I still had nothing. At that point in time, I was, like, really, really jealous of people that had boobs.
Mm.
Right? And then now I'm like 22, turning 23, and I guess when I was 21, I had a second puberty and I got boobs.
Oh.
And now I'm like, ah, I don't want boobs anymore. It's like, when I was younger, I don't know why, like, my impression was like, oh, you know, it's the best thing is to have big boobs, you know, big boobs are good.
Yeah, because you'll be like feminine and you'll be like a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, if you don't know what I look like, I am what people call an airport runway, okay?
Oh!
Yeah, how many times I got that in my life, I don't understand also. I don't understand why people feel so comfortable commenting on a body part that doesn't belong to them. Hello, I don't have boobs. Your problem or my problem? My problem.
Yeah, you're gonna see my boob, man.
Yeah. You don't even get to see half a nipple, bro. So, like, okay, like, I'm fine with having a flat chest. But sometimes, I am a boobie connoisseur. I love boobies. But I wouldn't know whether I like them on me or not. Fuck, having boobies. I find it so fucking ridiculous that people sexualize those with, like, big boobs.
Yeah, it's because men like boobs.
Right? It's so obnoxious that someone with big boobs versus someone with, like, a flat chest can wear the same thing. And everyone's just like, oh, the girl with, like, big boobs, you're showing way too much.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, they're wearing the same fucking thing.
Oh okay? My god. I wore this top recently to school, okay? To school. I wore, like, a Pooh Bear tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like, stripes. And it has Pooh Bear on it.
Oh,
a freaking cartoon
top.
Character.
Yeah.
And I wore, like, a sweater over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, some guy commented to my friend. He was like, oh, I think she's not wearing a bra.
Oh, hi. Ah, I hate men.
I didn't hear it, but my friend told me about it later and I was mortified.
My god, let people with boobs leave.
Right? Okay. Chill, it's not that, like, it's not even a low cut.
Yeah, I know.
Top it's or like anything. It's like cut. Straight cut, no cleavage, no nothing. I wasn't even showing my ass anything. Not even midriff. It's not a crop top or anything. And, like, you just look at that, at the boobies. That's all you see.
You don't see the fucking Pooh Bear
in school. Like, it's a children's character. You look at the children's character, then what you see? Oh, boobies. Huh?
People are too much. People need to stop. Stop sexualizing those with big boobs.
Okay? Just stop sexualizing people in general. Just stop sexualizing women. Just stop it.
I think, yeah, especially those with big boobs. I feel like a lot of people who have big boobs suffer so much just from existing.
Right, like, people have big boobs for what?
for like old men to ogle at them in the LRT or the MRT. I know, okay, my friends tell me, okay, that they get ogled by old people or like people in general just because of what they're wearing. And they're not even wearing anything scandalous, okay? So fuck yourselves, boys.
I can wear a dress with like no cleavage showing whatsoever, and I have a conversation with like an old man, and then they will be like looking down every once in a while, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we're having a conversation and you're doing that in front of my eyes. Is that, like, do you have no shame?
Yeah, it's too much. I don't understand, okay?
Like, how do men get so comfortable just, like, doing
things like that? It's like,
doing things like that and, like, saying things like that outrightly.
Do people just not call them out? Do you call out your disgusting friends? Do you call out your friends when they say, oh, that girl's ass, like, fine only, like, big only, like, do you call them out and say, hey, that girl's just walking by, can you stop?
Right?
Can you stop?
Yeah, like, if you want to tell something to someone, just say it to the person's face, like, if you know that it's not something that's harmful or something that you know that the person
would like, enjoy hearing,
wouldn't want to hear,
yeah,
why would you even say it in the first place?
Yeah, like, you don't say things just because the other person won't hear you, okay? Especially when it comes to random strangers and what they're wearing or what they look like. You think they look fine as hell, you tell them to straight your face.
It's just someone's body, literally. It's not we purposely, add on boobs or what. No, I never, what.
It's not like every day we choose how much boob we want today. Okay, hey, plus
if
one.
I can, that one I happy, yeah.
Like, enough, yeah. It's so fucking ridiculous. It's enough.
I can cry because of it.
Like, it's so fucking ridiculous, okay? I don't even have boobs. But then there was once, I was getting out of a fucking taxi, and the guy was like, wow, your legs very long, and then he just let his eyes travel down my legs, and I felt disgusted.
Right? It's like, they should be feeling disgusting, but when someone says it to you, you're the one that feels disgusting.
Yeah, you are the one who feels ashamed for, like,
having existing. Legs?
Yeah.
Having legs? Are you serious?
Yeah. Stop, please. Please.
Like, this is so obviously not an issue of, like, what I'm wearing or, like, how I look like. It's just your behavior towards, like,
women
in general.
Yeah. Like, stop it. Reflect on what you say and how you talk about women with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't just talk about women like they are things.
People don't do things for your pleasure. Genuinely. Everyone's just living their own life, okay?
Yeah.
Like, even if someone dresses in a way that you like, do you think that the reason
they want
why
to impress you?
Yeah.
Out of, like, everyone in the world, themselves, looking at themselves in the mirror, you think they want to impress you instead of themselves?
They're like, I think random uncle on the MRT will like it if I wear this top.
Stop it. It's so ridiculous.
Like, do you hear yourself?
Like, how hard is it to not be disgusting? If I wanted to compliment Shah right now, I'd be like, you are beautiful.
Thank you.
I think your smile is the best and your laugh is... Okay? That isn't weird.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Okay?
That is...
Love.
Love.
Straight up. But yeah, like, stop. Stop sexualizing people. Also, it happens to women also who end up perceiving themselves in a way where they think they have to impress men.
Yeah. It's like how women, like how they perceive themselves and what they perceive as beautiful.
Yeah.
Is impacted by the things around them, the things that they hear and the things that like people say to them, right? Like
yeah.
If a man is going to like only compliment you when you look a certain way, then obviously like your brain is going to
be like, oh, I only look nice when I dress like this.
Exactly.
Even though that's not true.
Yeah.
There's so many girls out there who are like, who I see, like my friends, who are just like, oh my god, you're so pretty. Like, I don't understand anyone who doesn't like think you're pretty or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, oh, like, but then guys don't really like me. They don't have questions of me. They just see me as a friend. And I'm just like, it's probably because you don't let yourself be manipulated into making yourself look appealing to men.
Just
okay?
Because men don't find you pretty doesn't mean you're not pretty, right?
Yeah, because men just look at women like objects anyway.
Yeah, they're like, boobies.
Yeah.
Pretty boobies.
Face like Xiao Mei Mei. Oh my gosh, my heart go boom boom.
Let's talk about Singaporean beauty standards for a moment.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing, okay? Okay, you know, okay, I've always had this conversation with my friends. Like, in general, I'll just be like, you want to be influencer in Singapore, just be skinny, just be Chinese, and just be xiaomimi type. Confirm plus job. You just have to also be, like, a little bit stupid. I don't know why.
This is a call-out episode.
Technically, I know why. Men want women who they think are stupider just because they want to manipulate these women and think that they're easy to control.
Stop it! Like, I'm not a child, okay? And then, like, at one point in time, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to infantilize myself before a man gets to infantilize me. What is that?
That's too much.
Like, I just know that a man is going to do it to me, so I do it first.
That's self-sabotage.
You that know. Is ridiculous. I can't believe people have this. Oh my god.
Men are too much. Let's think about how men want women who seem young.
Yeah.
Okay, they want women who seem young and easy to manipulate. And it's kind of gross, okay? It's kind of gross that beauty standards go for the women that look young, okay? There's something very nasty about wanting underage-looking women.
That is a weird... Something inside the brain that's like...
worms. Fucking worms on the brain. I only trust Nuna Nomu Yepo boys.
True.
Okay, I calm down, okay?
Okay, we calm down.
We calm down. Sound very aggravated and everything, but...
It gets me worked up. Like, genuinely, I used to be so upset when people didn't think that I was pretty. Like, when men didn't think that I was pretty. When I think about it, I'm like, why don't they think that I'm pretty?
It's because I'm not trying to sell myself as pornography for them, okay?
Yeah, when I literally change my personality to be what I think a guy would like, obviously, they're gonna like me.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I can change myself like that. Yeah, you can. Because I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, as in, I understand. You just have to be, like, a little bit more. I don't know, man.
They say, that to get a guy to like you, just let them talk about themselves for 10 minutes.
That is highly true.
It's true. I swear to you. Yeah, anyway, this is not even talking about beauty standards anymore.
Yeah, it's just talking about men suck, not common as you, okay? But yeah, in any case, beauty standards are whack, okay? You think you're not pretty because you're comparing yourself to the girl who's like 17, has a shit ton of followers. It doesn't matter, okay? You don't compare yourself to what everyone thinks is pretty. Not even everyone, only just men. Okay.
Yeah, beauty is subjective.
Don't compare yourself to that.
Yeah, and you can't even compare yourself to 17-year-old you. That was a problem that I had. I was like, oh my god, I was so skinny when I was like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But like, obviously I'm not gonna have a teenager's body because I'm not a freaking teenager anymore.
Why would you want a teenager's body?
Exactly. Wet, right? That's the thing. It's like how men like...
Underage.
Like people that look underage. And I was like, why don't I have the body that I had when I was 15 years old?
That's too much.
Like, that's a child. That's the body of a child. You're a 22-year-old woman who wants the body of a child. Think about that before you continue speaking.
Words. Society is whack, y'all. If you think about it, society is pretty fucking whack. Okay?
It doesn't matter, lah. Like, honestly, just what is beauty?
Yeah, you are literally a miracle, okay? You look at yourself and then you look at how everything works together. You are beautiful, okay?
Right? Like, everybody looks different, man. Everybody has a different... Like, you have how many features on your face? So many, yeah.
I started counting.
You have so many features on your face. And like, everybody has different features. And then everybody, even if you have the same features, they're not going to come together in the same way that your face is put together.
Yeah. You know, like, okay, I always have this thing where it's like either you're like handsome and then I get sick of your face really fast.
Mm.
Because like, you are just like generic handsome and it's like boring to look at your face. But then if you're like interesting handsome, like you're not like everyone's gonna find you like hot or anything. You look at it and you're like, oh my god, I love that face. I could look at that face all the time. Like, if you have interesting features, it's better to look at your face than at someone who looks exactly the same as anyone else.
That's why I don't care about my nose anymore.
Your nose is a great.
I used to be like, I want to save money and I will change my nose. And now I'm like, for what? Like, it doesn't matter. It's just my face. If I change my nose to look like everybody else, then it's like,
Who am I?
Yeah, like, I am losing the one thing that, like, makes me myself. And I wasn't even insecure about it until somebody said that it was ugly. And I'm like, why is it ugly? Because you said it's ugly?
Who you?
Yeah, like...
Siapa kau?
Why does that matter to me? It doesn't.
People's opinions about you shouldn't matter that much. Especially if they're just talking out their ass.
Yeah, and people will say things to you just to put you down, to make themselves feel better about themselves.
That is true. But sometimes people just are rude. Some people are just rude.
Exactly.
Okay?
Some people are just rude.
They never look into a mirror before, okay?
Yeah, at least you cry because you look in the mirror, okay? Some people don't even look in the mirror.
Like, they don't have awareness, okay? They don't have awareness of what they lack. You should realize that what you lack isn't a flaw, okay?
Do not perceive your sense of beauty based on the perception of men.
So the thing is that me, as like a tall girl with no boobies and everything, I used to like go out with my like cute Chinese skinny small friends who are like the epitome of like
Singaporean
guys, Singaporean beauty standards. So obviously every time you went out, like they would get hit on or they would get like approached. And then I'm just like, huh, why don't I get approached? And sometimes I get like, you know, obviously you get affected in a sense because you're like, oh, am I not like cute? Am I not like pretty? And then I just realize taller than most of these bitches anyway.
Yeah.
But in any case, no, okay, that wasn't the moral of the story. The moral of the story is that they might not think that I'm the perception of beautiful or whatever because obviously they have a preference. It doesn't matter because like in the end, what? It's not like I care about these men. It's not like they define me or like they define my worth just because of whether they approach you or not. Don't care, don't let it be what makes your worth, okay?
Right, I know it's difficult to just be like, oh, I don't care, but trust me, it's going to be so much easier on you when you realise that
you can dress however you want, you can look however you want, as long as you're happy with what you look like.
At the end of the day, like, that's what matters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you think that you are pretty, if you think that you are beautiful, handsome, like, what else is anyone gonna say, you know? Yeah. If you tell people, oh, I'm pretty, what, they're gonna be like, no, you're not. But like
that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just kind of fucked up to say, like, who are you? Not everyone's gonna think that you are their cup of tea, but what the fuck, right? Honestly.
Yeah, why you want to be a cup of tea? You are human. Regardless of like whether you're thinking about someone else is pretty or if you're thinking about whether you're pretty, just check yourself. Just check all the biases that you have.
Like, is it like, you don't think they're pretty because, oh, their skin colour is a bit too dark?
Yeah.
If you think that way, right, then you
fuck off. Don't listen.
Yeah, like, apa, why are you here?
Yes, yeah.
For real. Check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself. I'm not angry. I just feel that we should
check yourself.
We should be past this already.
As a society.
Yeah, like, I feel like we have made progress in, like, you know, the fashion
industry
yeah. Or, like, people are, like, very progressive now, but not progressive enough. Let's
it's, like, a lot of token.
Yeah, it's tokenism. It's, like, XXX brand in Singapore has, like, models, and then they have, out of 10, they have, like, 9 Chinese people and 1 light-skinned Malay person.
Yeah.
Oh my god, come on. Then they like, oh, so you cannot say racist because we got Malay person. But like, this Malay person, like, they like half white, half Malay. I don't need this, like, tokenism. I don't need this one Malay person just there because
they look non-Malay now. They look non-threatening, okay?
Yeah, enough.
They look like the ideal Malay, whatever the ideal Malay is, okay?
This isn't a race thing, okay? It's just, it ties in very closely with race because the beauty standard is based on
what you see on TV, what you see on magazines, and what you see everywhere. If you keep seeing the same freaking face, skin tone, everywhere you go, obviously you're going to be like, why do I not look like that? Why do I not look as good as that? So obviously, if you have more representation, there will be young Malay children or like young people in general who look and then say, wow, that person looks exactly like me. I can become like that one day. Or like, I'm beautiful already. This is the whole thing, okay? This is not about, I just want to be represented for no reason, okay? I also want to see someone who looks like me, who's on the stage and who's like beautiful and who's like taking the stage, okay? I don't want
Aisha Aziz.
Yeah, okay? I don't want to just have people who look the same all the time.
That's all it is.
It's not like we're calling out racism or whatever, okay? It's just like, imagine being a young person with no one you can look up to as your own idol because no one looks the same as you.
Yeah, no need to imagine, that is reality. I have to admit, okay? End of discussion.
Okay, today's question.
What do you think is your best feature?
Yes. What do you think yours is, Sha?
I would say my eyes. People have told me that I have dead eyes, but people have also told me that I have nice eyes.
I like your eyes.
I think both are compliments.
Your eyes are the size of the moon. I like my hands.
I like your hands too.
Yeah, I like my hands. My hands, if you touch them, they'll be like, oh, super smooth.
Oh, and they're so warm.
Yeah.
Tell us what your best feature is.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you want to tell me that I'm pretty, you can tell me on my Instagram. I'm at Shasupau.
If you want to say hi, I am Don't Kick My Shins on Instagram.
Ooh.
We are also at Ari Crying on Instagram.
Yay!
If you want to compliment both of us at the same time.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to talk to us, tell us about, you know, what you think your best feature is, or anything
you want to
anything you want to add on to the conversation that we just had, you can email us at todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
That's todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
That's all that we had. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. And
I hope you don't cry today.
That's right.